Welcome to another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine. And this podcast is another podcast in the series What Saith the Scriptures. And in these short podcasts, we're looking at the various books of the Bible. And in this podcast, we're looking at the Book of Kings. The Book of Kings, like the books of Samuel, were originally one book, the division being first made by the Septuagint and followed by the other translators. Just a reminder, the Septuagint is the Greek version of the Old Testament, so named because it had 70 men working on the translation, and often referred to by the Roman letters for 70, LXX. Now, the books of Kings take up the narrative from the books of Samuel, recording the death of King David, the ascension of Solomon, with particulars of his glorious reign, his power and great wisdom, and describe the erection of his gorgeous temple, the most magnificent house ever built for the worship of God. A brief but graphic account is given of the subsequent reigns both in Israel and Judah, down to the time of carrying away into captivity. Perhaps no portion of the sacred writing is the hand of God more distinctly seen shaping the destinies of the Jewish people than in the narrative recorded in the Book of Kings. The fulfilment of prophecies is there clearly shown, national rectitude bringing the promised blessings, and national sin and disobedience receiving the threatened punishments. The prosperity of the nation, growing under the upright rule of David, increases under the wise rule of Solomon, until his domain stretches from the sea to the river Euphrates. The surrounding nations acknowledging his authority and paying him tribute. Towards the close of his reign, when he had fallen sadly into sin, symptoms of decline became apparent, which are plainly visible in the reign of his son, Rehoboam, when the 10 tribes revolt and become a separate nation, at once departing from the worship of Jehovah and adopting the idolatrous practices of the surrounding nations. Their history, in spite of occasional gleams of prosperity, is that of a nation destined to its fall. Humiliation and defeat at the hands of its enemies, oppression and bloodshed by its rulers are the recurring conditions through all the successive reigns. Unheeding the warnings of the prophets and despising the lessons of God's judgments, they are at length given wholly into the hands of their enemies and carried away captive unto Assyria. The two tribes which had remained faithful to the line of David, known as Judah, for a while held fast to the worship of their fathers, but they too gradually fell away, notwithstanding the example of David's faithfulness and the glories of his reign which are constantly held up by the prophets as a pattern to their kings. They in the end adopt to the full the idolatrous practices of their brethren in Israel and the surrounding nations, and although their fall is delayed beyond that of the sister nation by the faithful lives of some of the later kings, yet God is at last wearied by their disobedience and abandons them to the punishment of their sins. Jerusalem, after being besieged for 2 years, is captured by the Chaldeans and destroyed. The temple, the witness of God's presence in the days of their fathers, is burnt, the sacred vessels being broken up or taken away, and the best of the people driven into captivity, the poor alone being left. A sad contrast to the days of David and Solomon. Through all this painful period of the nation's ingratitude, they are never left without a witness of God's mercy and his promise, which are with them in the voices of his faithful prophets. The stern and rugged Elijah is standing alone in the face of a guilty people, with his own hand inflicting the divine punishment on the prophets of Baal. The peaceful Elisha, the rapt and glowing Isaiah, the plaint of Jeremiah, all these in the midst of indifference and mockery, through suffering, cruelty and peril, bear testimony to God's tenderness and compassion, proclaiming, "Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings." Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of the spoilers, until he had cast them out of his sight. It's the end of this short consideration of the Book of Kings. I trust you found it of benefit. This podcast comes from the Wicketgate magazine. That's www.wicketgate, Wicketgate's one word, mind, .co.uk. Thank you for listening.